Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Neil Allen. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Mattingly. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Winfield. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bob Meacham. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ron Guidry. And now, play ball. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Meacham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph takes first base on ball four. Don Mattingly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattingly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Mattingly reaches second base with a double. Randolph moves to third. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is walked intentionally. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Randolph tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a line drive into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Cangallosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangallosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Meacham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meacham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Meacham reaches second base with a double. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meacham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tolleson. The throw from Hassey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meacham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tolleson scores. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hassey settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hassey. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Griffey. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Baines moves to third. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines tags and scores. Fisk tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Randolph hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mattingly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattingly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mattingly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mattingly for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Easler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Winfield hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meacham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cangalosi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarulo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Guidry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tolleson moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Guidry picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Guidry. Tolleson scores. Hewlett moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph misplays the ball. That's an error on Randolph. Hewlett moves to third. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. Baines moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kittle strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonilla is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Meacham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meacham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Meacham strikes out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cangalosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Armstrong and he throws it away. Cangalosi is safe on the error. Cangalosi moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tolleson takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hewlett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meacham fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Cangalosi trying to get to home. Meacham throws to Hasse who tags Cangalosi for the out. Tolleson moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Don Mattingly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattingly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mattingly strikes out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meacham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse is 0-for-2 in the game. Hasse hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Meacham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meacham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Meacham hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Holland now pitching. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meacham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive towards third. Pagliarulo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dawley now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Randolph hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mattingly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattingly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mattingly hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tolleson strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Winfield, who is chasing the ball. Hewlett reaches third base with a triple. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hewlett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mattingly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Reed Nichols now playing right field. Joel Skinner now catching. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Winfield hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easler moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 3 in the game. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.